because I could certainly use the exercise. Oh. Sun's behind a cloud and a good breeze, so feeling good. Everybody offered me rides because they're wonderful. It's a good group, man. I like the group. I'm hoping for the best with these new. I think the new guys are getting their presidential interview today. Tomorrow. I hope it goes well. I hope they hang in there with us. Although, to be honest, if Michael, or if one of our candidates decides to not come, there's already another fella in the wings. I'm tempted to go ahead and interview him. I don't know how people feel about that. Because it's like you've already chosen another person, but you're already going to interview another one. It's like, oh yeah. Since hedge my bets. But there's that. Well, today I went and paid the taxes on the house next door. So the squatting begins. Get electricity going. Get gas kind of pulled together. And water turned on. Our biggest issues are in this house. Don't start making it happen. to the elementary school. Flag football, flag football. Young fellas, good business. You know, I never really, you know, when I was really young, parents, put me in Little League in California. I don't know if I was 5 or 6 or somewhere in there. Anyway, yeah, that was somewhat of a traumatic experience, to be honest. It was really bad. So they put me out in right field, which almost nobody can hit to. You know, most people are right-handed. So when they tend to hit a ball, it tends, if they can hit straight, they'll make center field. If they get out of the infield at all, that's why there's a shortstop between second and third base, because a lot of balls go that way because of right-handed hitters. And of course right field, if they can get it past the shortstop, the right fielder ends up picking up that action. So I would stay out. Now this is before t-ball and all that fun stuff where people said, you know, this really doesn't work for the little kids. But we would play Little League, and it was regulation, 9 innings. And you would sit out there for hours and hours and hours because some of the pitchers weren't very good. And, of course, you couldn't hit very well. The kids couldn't hit. So you would just go through so many, you know. There's more walking going on. But you know what? You don't change innings until you get 3 outs, and that was the toughest part. This was gone for hours. Of course, I would go and wet my pants. Now, that was just mortifying to me. I don't know if the other kids did too. I don't remember really getting worked over for it. It was just me working myself over. Oh. And I think that was really... I don't think I was really interested in sports back then, because sports was just long, drawn out, nearly passing out in the heat, and wetting your pants because of just how many hours games took. yuck. I'm glad they came up with other sports that had a better... Ooh, here's a nice tarantula. Again, some more tarantulas. So we're getting into the season. Excellent. Anyway, so the season of love for tarantulas. I don't remember doing sports again until... I tried to play basketball. I was really not very good at basketball. And this was really in a place where basketball was the sport. There really was no other sports to do for guys. Track was nothing. There was no football. So, and I have to say, although, that I actually did do quite a bit of sports in school. It ended up being cross country a lot, a little bit of track, but I wasn't very good at track, and I wasn't very good at cross country either. but I ran anyway, and I enjoyed running. Even when I wasn't doing it on a team anymore, my senior year of high school, I continued to run, just not in competitions. I guess I always had a thought that I was gonna do a marathon someday, and never got to it. Never really ran a 5K after my junior year of high school. That was cross country, were 5Ks, and I never really did very good. I wasn't very fast, kind of a loafer, I guess, and. I ran a bit, and then don't remember doing any of that after high school. I think I just didn't really do a lot that way that I recall, and life started. Sports was over. Just, I don't know. Just a thing, I guess. We really need these clouds to come over and rain on us, but they're not doing that, and that's okay. All initiated by seeing some kids playing flag football. Yeah, I'm thinking about the new house, and you say, well, you can use it for storage, and you go, I don't know. Matt's going to be staying over there. I think Matt's been chomping at the bit to kind of get out of the house a little bit more. He can have his own life. We're going to all share the same internet connection. I don't think I'm going to set up the internet over there. I'm going to beam it over. That's what I'm probably going to do. I'm probably going to get a little bit more expensive wireless service and shoot it through Windows and try to get it kind of together that way. At least that's my original thought, to try to keep expenses down on that. Matt's keeping up. He's going to continue to pay payments to us. I hope it doesn't go up too much, because he gives us nearly everything he gets every month. He gets to save some. But, we've got to equip that house. Although it may not be anything more exotic than a dorm fridge for him to keep some of his cold stuff. and you know, milk and such as that in a microwave. Because he doesn't like doing pots and pans particularly. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of things they got. They might have left behind the stove. People don't often take their stoves with them because stoves usually stay with houses. But we shall see. And, he'll probably still come over to our place to wash his laundry, stuff like that. But there'll be a bathroom and a shower. They've already got that, although we need to probably fix stuff up a bit for them. We'll see how it goes. It's hard to say, but we're going to figure it out. Hello. We can probably get the power turned on pretty readily. Might even work on that one tonight. And then we'll work on the waters probably. One that we can do pretty readily. I'm going to get the car tomorrow, I think. And so I can get busy on all this stuff. Once we get a good look inside, we can get a determination about whether we're going to get too interesting. See how we're going to handle gas. Oh, it's got a sensor. Okay. Huh. All right. So, yeah, I can try to get the water running. Water turned on tomorrow, or at least start the paperwork to do it. Get the electricity switched on, because they haven't pulled the meter yet, so they can go ahead and probably just get that sucker going. We can work on, you know, lights, stuff like that. See how we're doing overall with that house. Oh my. The dog is usually outside going crazy. In the evenings, he's inside. I just noticed. Anyway, so Ah, scaring you? Didn't mean to scare you. There's the house. This house at least is on the road. And we're living in that house too. Okay. Well, there it is. I am home.